And it is time to look back at the mess we created for the week, full of headlines and some that popped up overnight. It's time for some grown-up news. And our Friday morning headlines for the stories that didn't involve past coworkers. That would be, of course, as we've talked about, summer kicking off officially tonight. Longest day of the year, summer solstice takes place exactly for the Northern Hemisphere, that of which I last checked, we are a part of. 9:42 Central Texas time. And then after this weekend, yes, as Tony texted in earlier, he is correct. The days will start getting shorter until we hit the winter solstice sometime in December, which will feel like about 3 years from now. So, but in a recent poll, 42% of Americans say that summertime is their favorite season of all. Where do you fall on that?
No, it's tough because there's so many layers in Texas. Like, I want to say I love spring, but then, you know, spring doing the tornado thing. So, I guess, summer if you have really, really good AC and an unlimited budget. What about you?
Oh, it's definitely in my top four seasons for
sure. Hello, Wilmer. Well, you don't know where it is. It's a tiny town of over 6,000 people in South Dallas, but there's going to be lots of new friends as the John Paul Mitchell Company is moving their corporate headquarters from California to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, very excited about it. He released a statement saying that Texas is the headquarter of headquarters. This will add 80 new jobs to the market and bring over $12 million in capital investment. The mayor of Wilmer, that's Sheila Petta, not to be confused with Larry, the mayor of Cruise Night, says it will bring increased visibility as a destination for major industry, and they're excited about the opportunities.
Perfect. Especially if you're dealing, you know, them being so close with maybe some hair issues.
Heather's hair is definitely blocked.
That would be good to have.
I'm right here for you, Paul.
To begin the week, Governor Greg Abbott was in North Fort Worth to sign a bunch of bills into legislation and stuff like that. And while doing so, he dubbed Fort Worth and actually proclamated it the aviation and defense capital of Texas.
Oh, boy.
There we go. Officially now listed as that, Fort Worth, aviation and defense capital of Texas. Hopefully, with everything going on, there that doesn't put us on any other list, especially with pending possible war in the Middle East. Yeah, and hate to be on a target list, wouldn't you? Well, you know. By the way, yesterday, President Trump said within the next 2 weeks, he will make a decision on the U.S.'s involvement in the Israeli-Iranian conflict. And it's very weird. I don't know if you've been following it on X, but Israel's done it a little bit. Iran has done it a lot. They're live tweeting the war. Like the Iranian defense and army and stuff, and it's mean tweets, and it's them. It's weird, man. But that's where we are. They used to say the revolution will be televised. Well, kind of. Yeah. It's evidently on X.
I know you are, but what am I?
Fun times.
So we have another reason that so many folks moving to Fort Worth. Is it the friendly culture, the Western history, maybe the barbecue? Well, perhaps. The value for your money is not bad either. A new study shows that out of 23 major metropolitan areas, we have the lowest inflation rate. And it's now just 0.6% higher than a year ago. Top three cities for the highest are Baltimore, St. Louis, and Boston, coming in at number one.
Well done, everybody. All right, maybe Mayor Larry's policies are doing well. All right.
See, look at that.
For our next story, let's go to science. You probably saw on Wednesday, it's pretty fantastic footage. Right there, it blew up another SpaceX rocket. This time, not after launch or during its flight. It did it right there on the landing pad. Thankfully, nobody was hurt in that. Elon brushed it off and said, quote, just a scratch.
I think it may have been a little bit more than that if you saw the footage.
I think you can say that, though, when you got the kind of resources he has. By the way, to compete with him, Honda has landed its own reusable rocket. Okay, I guess nobody knew they were working on that. And then scientists say that now there is a 40% chance a ninth planet or the mysterious Planet X is hiding in our solar system.
Oh, so Elon has a his own planet?
I don't know if those are related.
Okay.
But Pluto's over here going like, hey, that's still a thing.
Ah, so summer's here. You may want to throw back a cold one. One, maybe two, maybe three. But what is the magic healthy number to drink? Well, no one really knows, least of all the U.S. government. Current guidelines show that we should stick to one alcoholic beverage a day for women, two for guys. But now, there's not going to be any of that. Dietary guidelines for America could be eliminated as soon as this month. And they're just going to say you should drink in moderation or limit your alcohol intake due to health risks. Some say this may be the result of lobbying attempts by companies like Anheuser-Busch.
As long as we don't put red dye in it, it would be fine. Speaking of our government, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which, by the way, had a standoff with the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday.
I
can't make this stuff up. ICE is reportedly already $1 billion over budget and could run out of money as soon as next month. If only they could find cheap labor somewhere. A disgruntled wild monkey in Hong Kong was caught on camera ripping apart a government banner that warned against feeding wildlife. Same, buddy. Same.